If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
We got Michael Hammond with us again from the Gun Owners of America. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, St. Louis.
Absolutely. Project Veritas has done voters in St. Louis and Missouri a big favor here by reminding people a couple of weeks before Election Day exactly what ulterior motives Claire McCaskill has when it comes to the Second Amendment.
Well, I think we understand, and we've understood for a long time, the vote for Claire McCaskill is a vote against the Second Amendment. I mean, what she's been caught talking about is her intentions to ban a type of firearm, which is probably the most popular rifle in America and is owned by anywhere from 10 to 50 million Americans. And incidentally, some parts of the country, when they're starting their semi-automatic bans, they're not even grandfathering them, which means that basically they'll come to take your guns, particularly if you're in a state where they're registered, and incidentally, they're not going to pay you back when you're forced to turn in your $500 worth of property.
You know, fortunately, Michael, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I thought you guys might have been...
I would never correct you, Mark.
You guys might have been part of this, but when I think it was Deerfield, Illinois, started their ban on semi-automatic rifles, you guys several organizations stepped in to get an injunction against that, correct?
Yeah, that's gone. And incidentally, I think that's probably the first of a whole bunch of cases in which the Second Amendment is, for the first time, now that Kavanaugh is on the court, actually going to be a reality in practice, not just in theory.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I said earlier, nobody probably in the sound of my voice is surprised to hear Claire McCaskill admit that she would, at least her campaign, one of her campaign staffers admitted she would support a ban on semi-automatic rifles. He didn't even use the term AR. He just said semi-automatic rifles. None of us are surprised to hear that she's interested in that. But I think that there are voters out there who she's lulled into some belief that she's a moderate who didn't know that about her, but they're going to know it now. And I think that's very important.
Well, anyone who thinks she's a moderate really hasn't been paying a whole lot of attention, because when it counts, Claire McCaskill's on the left side.
Yeah, and hopefully, Josh Hawley has already been leading in the polls, in the most recent polls they've taken. I think the Kavanaugh situation had a lot to do with that, and hopefully this situation's going to have some impact on it as well.
Amazingly, Americans don't particularly respond well to lynch mobs.
That's true.
I put my mom test, my Kansas City mother, what would she say? She would be disgusted.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I appreciate you bringing that up. I'm going to delve into some state politics here to get to a point. It's probably a long way to get there, but I just want to point this out. There's an issue on the ballot that people are going to be voting on in Missouri called Clean Missouri. It's known as Amendment 1, and it claims to clean up state financing of campaigns, but what it really does is it strips the legislature of the ability to redistrict, and it puts it in the hands of somebody who's supposed to be a third party appointed by a state auditor of whichever party happens to be in office. And that individual's goal, according to the wording, is to make every district in Missouri 50-50. What they're really after here is to strip the Republicans of their veto-proof majority in the Missouri legislature. And I bring that up because this is important. In Washington State right now, they've got an initiative on the ballot that's way ahead at this point that would expand gun regulations incredibly. Can you tell me anything about that?
Yes, it's Initiative 1639. It would essentially ban semi-automatic ownership from anyone from 18 to 20 years old, which means that someone who fought for our country and carried a full automatic in the streets of Baghdad would come back to America to find out that the rights they had fought for weren't accorded to them.
Yeah.
It would basically make it illegal to keep a gun in your nightstand for self-defense, a loaded gun. If anything went wrong, you would be a felon. And I think I've said many times on this program, my brother in a bad neighborhood in Kansas City woke up in the middle of the night with a drug addict standing over his bed at 3 a.m.
Wow.
And the only reason I think he lived as long as he did was he was able to pull that loaded gun from his nightstand and stand the guy down.
Well,
the Washington Initiative would also make it very difficult to acquire firearms. It would have a waiting period. It would have government-prescribed training. And I'll bet that training... We created the Armed Pilots Program, supposedly to allow pilots to carry firearms in the cockpit. And we found out that the training was basically modulated so that very few people could get it quickly and very few people could benefit from the program. So it's being sold as a proposal to keep the state of Washington safe, but in fact that's a misrepresentation. But when we raised that issue with the Washington Supreme Court, they said, "Oh no, we don't have any say over whether fraud is being used in connection with the ballot initiative."
Wow! Now, did their legislature put that on the ballot?
No, it was put on by an initiative. Well, it was put on largely by an initiative process. But you may remember that only a few years ago, the same people who are financing this, Michael Bloomberg, the late Paul Allen, and the other Microsoft founder, Ballmer, the people who are founding this, a few years ago, put a similar initiative through the state of Washington for universal background checks. And they said, well, if you pass this, then Washington will be safe.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing I've learned in many, many years is, A, gun control doesn't make people safe.
No.
And B, when it passes, it simply serves as a platform for the next nasty piece of gun control coming down the pike.
That's a great point. Listen, now, Michael Hammond, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
That's right. Michael Hammond with Gun Owners of America, with the legislative branch there, gunowners.org, at Gun Owners. If you go on there, you can sign up for email updates for legislation they're watching across the country. It's an important election, folks. It's why I wanted to have him on today.